It was a couple of weeks ago, final week of April, when the North Dakota Soybean Council talked about this great new product, which was a dust inhibitor on farmyards and township and county roads out there. And boy, what a great flag to wave for the North Dakota Soybean Council. Well, today, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council announcing a great new product. It is for soybean farmers, and it is for everybody, but the driving soy. Yes, let's get some soy oil in tractor tires. Mike Youngerberg, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council's Director of Product Development and Commercialization. How are you today, Mike?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here in southern Minnesota, too. But yeah, send some rain our way. The seeds are in the ground. We can use a little moisture. So that's a good point.
Yeah. Hey, we talked to David Key on Friday, and yeah, he mentioned that there's a lot of people down there pretty much all done with corn and soybeans already.
Yep. Pretty much everything's in the ground and waiting on Mother Nature to deliver a little moisture.
You know, usually we're either delayed because of it's too wet or we got snow on the ground, soil temperature's too cool. This year, it's too dry. A lot of guys were reluctant to stick the seed in the ground because plant into dust, you know, a frustrating year. Different, huh?
Yeah, different as usual, yes.
Yep.
Different is a good point.
Yep, all right. Yep. Well, Mike, you and I have talked about a variety of products over the course of the last couple of decades, so it's always inspiring and interesting to have a conversation with you. Tell us about the new Driving Soy campaign.
Well, as most people, you know, farmers realize, you know, the soybean checkup, as you mentioned, you know, the North Dakota effort, you know, we are, you know, biodiesel has been probably, you know, the really big opportunity that, you know, is a product of the soybean checkoff program. Then, you know, we've moved into the road preservatives area where, you know, we can apply soy-based products to preserve our asphalt and concrete roads. And this is kind of the third trifecta of that move to innovate and bring products to the marketplace that not only benefits the environment, but, you know, as companies see, benefits the performance of their tire, and particularly the Goodyear all-weather radial performance tires that we'll be talking about as part of this Driving Soy campaign.
100% soybean oil in this tire. Man, that is renewable. First, we've got renewable diesel, biodiesel. Now we've got renewable tires, basically.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where the drive is coming from, is sustainability. But also, you know, when, you know, the United Soybean Board partnered with Goodyear, you know, this started in 2011, you know, they were looking for performance enhancements. And really, that's what this new soy-based tires are going to provide. You know, it's better flexibility for us up here in the north in low temperatures, as well as great wet weather tread design, you know, is improved there as well. So it's not only, you know, the sustainability piece, but it's the performance part. And we've seen that with other users across the country, particularly when we look at the promotion that we're doing with some of the folks with our good friends in law enforcement and the sheriff's offices, that it's been a highly adopted one, tires across the nation by law enforcement because of its performance. You know, it's nice to say that you're using soy, but if you can say, you know, this tire performs, they get a double benefit.
Except for the people they're chasing, they would rather not.
Yeah.
But
we hope they're on old petroleum-based tires.
Yeah, right, for sure. Well, this is the evolution of tires. I mean, what is 130 years ago? I think we were solid rubber tires, and Henry Ford went down to the jungles of South America, tried to create a solid rubber tire. That didn't do very well, didn't perform well in the mud. And Now, in so we have had basically rubber tires, and the two words rubber tires are kind of synonymous. But now you've got a 100% soy oil driven all weather tire from Goodyear. That, well, tell us, how does it? What are the, what's the science involved? How does it outperform rubber tires?
It all has to do with the tire compound itself. It's, you know, people, you know, spend years and years in chemistry, you know, working for these companies. How do you continually look to improve performance, longevity of the tire, all those things that we want? I think we'll all remember, you know, grandpa's car, probably if you got 20,000 miles on a tire, they were shot.
Yeah.
You know, but now, you know, through developments in chemistry and the process of, you know, tire making, you know, we've really extended that. And I think that's where Goodyear was looking at, what can we do to, you know, extend the lives on these? What can we do? And, you know, sometimes you go back to some of the things that were, you know, done way back and relook at them and say, well, gee, you know, this worked and why won't it work today? And it has. So that's really where this whole, you know, development's come from. And, you know, it's not an overnight deal. As I said, you know, United Soybean Board and Goodyear started, you know, back in 2011 on this already. So, you know, while it's great that we can offer that now, it does take time to assure that, you know, tires perform like they're supposed to. And if they don't, you know, they lose customers and we don't buy their tires.
Well, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council donating a full set of, how many sets of tires are you donating to law enforcement?
Well, our promotion is, you know, started today, and we'll be really getting our county soybean organizations out. We've got about 44 county soybean organizations, and they will be working with their local sheriff's department. So we're hoping that, you know, all 44 of them will be able to work with their sheriff's office to get a set of those tires put on, you know, one of their vehicles. And, you know, they can certainly buy, you know, additional ones, but it's a way to get people started in, you know, having soy-based tires, you know, out there in the law enforcement area. So we'll also be doing some other promotion work around that. We'll be doing some giveaways of a couple of sets at Big Iron and Farm Fest. So, and, you know, it's just a way to get consumer recognition. You know, it's a way to support our law enforcement folks, you know, who do a super job, you know, for us. And, you know, but, you know, it is available. You know, these tires are available for consumers and in some of the other Goodyear tires that they offer. So it's not only just for law enforcement, it's for us, the average citizen. So
super. All right. From Goodyear and United Soybean Board. Pretty cool.
Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at Farm Fest and Big Iron. And maybe get a promotion going to give away a set of the Goodyear Eagle Enforcer all-weather tires. Well, Mike, how long before we got tractor tires or maybe tracks made of soy oil?
Well, you know, we've talked to the Goodyear folks. You know, they're all about getting it into as broad a range of tires as they possibly can. You know, and, you know, switching over, you know, all the sizes that they offer for cars, pickup trucks, light duty, you know, tractors, whatever, you know, they are committed to switching over. You know, it's just, you know, how soon each one of those segments can be brought online. I'm sure they're working at it right off.
Yeah, and boy, what a tip of the hat to Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council for going across the thin blue line, helping law enforcement and developing the Goodyear all-weather enforcer tire made of soybean oil, 100% soybean oil. Pretty cool stuff. All right. I would assume it's on, you got information on your website, maybe Goodyear's website too?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do. At mnsoybean.org, and you can see the information about the tires and learn more about it from there.
Great. Thank you. Mike Youngerberg, Senior Director of Product Development, Commercialization, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Hey, thanks for all the work done on this, and we'll chat with you later in the summer.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mick.
You are welcome. Mike Youngerberg.